A man and a woman meet in a flower shop and strike up a conversation. She's an orchestra manager who socializes with musicians. He's a painter, a commercial house painter, and his parents run a grocery. He proposes a date, and she hesitantly agrees, but he's nervous.
So tell me, am I out of my league here or what?
What do you mean?
You know, am I out of my league? You with the looks and the symphony and the classical music, and me with the vegetable stand and the paint roller? Am I out of my league, or could this thing really fly?
More dates ensue, and the relationship reaches, you know, an intimate phase. And she wants to know if he's seeing someone else.
Yes, no, I broke up with her.
When you started seeing me?
Well, there was a little bit of an overlap there.
How much of an overlap?
Till 20 minutes ago. As of this morning, we're through.
This morning?
I called her while you were asleep.
And you broke up with her?
Yes.
On the phone? That is awful.
Well, I was just feeling so good about you and me, I wanted to end it.
Yeah, but on the phone? That is a terrible way to end a relationship.
Yeah, I know.
If it sounds like these two people don't have a strong basis for a long-lasting relationship, you're getting warm. But this kind of nimble banter is pretty representative of this play. It's a duet, tracing the ups and downs of a relationship. B Street actors Kurt Johnson and Melinda Parrott work up good chemistry, and young director Lindsay Birch deserves a feather in her cap for creating a sense of direction and spontaneity in a story that's rather lightweight and predictable. Norm Foster's greatest asset is the everyman quality of his characters. It's easy to identify with them and laugh along. And Foster doesn't take himself too seriously. I just wish Foster had more to say. He knows how to work a joke, but his dramatic skills are middling, and his insights into the things that make people tick are routine. Wrong for Each Other is good enough to keep the audience on board, and it's an enjoyable little ride as far as it goes. But to be blunt, the B Street has picked more interesting scripts in the past. Jeff Hudson, Capital Public Radio News.